This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, so Parsha Shir this week, they should say Vayakel Pekudei at the top. It's a single side. And you got enough? There should be some more sheets around. No? Okay, thank you. Okay, so we're having, as we said, it's a shorter Parsha Shir this week because of the other two shiurim. So now, let's try and do if we can. We'll see if we can get through three very interesting items. It's a double sedra this week, Vayakel Pekudei. A very long sedra. Two long sedras, so combined, it's a super long sedra. Make sure you get a comfortable seat in shul. The Parshas Vayakel begins, Vayakel Moshe kol adas bnei Yisrael, Vayoyma aleihem eile adram ashis tziva Hashem lasois, sheishes yom tasem melocha. It talks about Shabbos. So the parasha begins with Shabbos, and then it goes on talks about the Mishkan. When does this take place? When does Moshe Rabbeinu, when does he teach these laws of Shabbos? Says Rashi, the first Rashi in the parasha, Vayakal Moshe, Lemochras Yom HaKippurim, Keshe Yorad Minahar. Now, just a bit of background. This is not always so well known. There's a bit of confusion about this. But it's a Mefurish Rashi and Chumash as well. It should be better known. Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Har Sinai for three lots of 40 days. He went up first time round on Shavuos. That's Matan Torah. Now that was the beginning of 40 days of being up there. Matan Torah was basically establishing Moshe Rabbeinu as the Novi in Klal Yisrael, that Moshe Rabbeinu, that Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to give the Torah through Moshe Rabbeinu. So it's authenticating the transmission, as it were. He then goes up for 40 days and 40 nights from Zion Sivan. That takes us to Yud Zion Tammuz, Shivasa B'Tammuz, where he comes down the mountain. He sees a small group of Klal Yisrael dancing around the Egel HaZahav, and he comes down, he breaks the Luchos. That's one of the reasons why we fast on Shivasa B'Tammuz. He deals with it, he punishes the people who were involved, and then he goes back up. He goes back up on the 19th of Tammuz, and if you count 40 days from 19th of Tammuz, that takes us to Rosh Chodesh Elul. That's the second lot of 40 days. There it was Bekas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was very angry, and Moshe Rabbeinu has to appease HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who wants to destroy the Jewish people, start again with Moshe Rabbeinu. From Rosh Chodesh Elul, there's another, a third set of 40 days where Moshe Rabbeinu goes up again, and that takes us to Yom Kippur. That's when he gets the Luchos Shnius, the second set of Luchos. He comes down, Yom Kippur, Motz Yom Kippur, and Hashem says, Solachti. So three lots of 40 days. The next day, they start collecting for the Mishkan, but Vayakel Moshe, Kol Adas Bnei Yisrael, etc., etc., says Rashi, Lemochos Yom HaKippurim. It's the day after Yom Kippur. So you've now got the context of how this works. Three lots of 40 days, Shavuos through to Shavuos V'Tammuz is one, Yutes Tammuz through to Rosh Chodesh Elul is the second one, which was Bekas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is angry, Moshe Rabbeinu has to appease HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the third lots of 40 days is Rosh Chodesh Elul till Yom Kippur. This takes place the next day. Asks the Tam Vadas. The Tam Vadas is Ramosha Sternbuch, the Rebbe Snerentro's brother. Says Ramosha Sternbuch in Tam Vadas, Pirush Rashi, the Mochas Shema Kippurim, Hainu, the Afshen Itstavwa La Shabbos B'Mora. Ramosha Sternbuch's got a problem. He's got a question. When did they really receive Hilcha Shabbos? Way back in Mora. Mora is the first destination they came to after they went through the Yamsuf. That was the place where they came to. There was no water. They drank the water. Kimarim heim, etc., etc. Parshas Beshalach. So why is Hilcha Shabbos only being taught now, which is many months later? This is, you know, they went through the Yom, so if they got to Mara pretty soon afterwards, that's Nisan, and this is, you know, 6 months later. This is Motzei Yom Kippur. Says Ramesh Shdambuch, the Afshin Itztav Ala Shabbos B'Mara Parot Lahem Moshe Hilcheseh Rak L'Mochas Shema Kippurim. Because at this point, it's post Yom Kippur, they were now chayze b'tshuva, they're now ready to sort of receive kol prate hadinim, all the very detailed halachas of Hilchos Shabbos, limrois hakoshi hamyuchos shebeprate Hilchos Shabbos. Despite the very difficult details of Hilchos Shabbos, they were now ready because it's post Yom Kippur. Post Yom Kippur, they're more receptive to learn the whole body of Hilchos Shabbos. Now, with that, he answers an interesting question. Next paragraph, I'm on the second paragraph of the second box. If you're listening online, please email me at j.golk@gmail.com. I'll send you the handout. Now that's why we celebrate Simchas Torah on Simchas Torah. Shmiyat Zeres is obviously in Eretz Yisrael. Why? Wouldn't it be a more natural place to celebrate it on Shavuos? Why did Chazal Kuvea, why did they fix that the cycle of laying goes from Simchas Torah, where we finish Zeis HaBracha and start Bereishis soon after the next Shabbos? Why shouldn't the turning point be Shavuos? Yom Matan Torah Seinu? Says Ramesh Shnambuch, V'habiyur de'la'acha Hishana Rabba. Immediately after Hishana Rabba, Dahainu Gemar Haslicha V'chapora, which is the sort of the closing of the Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, the Elul period, Shebnei Yisrael Nekiyim, we are clean, with Srufim Me'avonis, and we're sort of refined, purified from all our averus. Smeichim Heim Batorah Shenitna Lohem, Kivin Da'ach Shev Rosonim L'Kaim B'Shlei Musa. We're now ready to be Mekayim the Torah in its completeness. Avul Kol Zman She'ovrim Al HaTorah V'lo Niskaper In Mokom LeSimcha Zu. Pre Rosh Hashanah, pre Elul, pre Yom Kippur, we're not quite ready yet. Pre even Hoshana Rabbah. Therefore, we wait till after Hoshana Rabbah, and then we start the Torah again, because we can receive and undertake and commit to Torah in a more real way. Okay, so that's the first offering. Now let's turn to the first pasuk of Parshas Pekudei. This is a very beautiful idea of Moshe Feinstein. Eile Pekudei HaMishkan, Mishkan HaEdos HaShet Tziva Hashem, the next pasuk says. These are the accountings of the Mishkan, Mishkan HaEdos. Says Ramesha, this is a sort of a Musa idea. Eile Pekudei, Nira She'etzem HaCheshben. Do you know what the real accounting is? Says Ramesha. Hu Lahoyres, to teach. She'etzorich Ha'odam Lasas Cheshben Al Kodov HaShenos HaHashem Yisbarach. But at the end of the day, it's not just when you've completed a Mishkan, you have to do an accounting to make sure that the books balance. But at the end of the day, we need to make an accounting, an ultimate accounting, for everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us. Bein al zman hachayim, whether it's the time, just the life that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us. Me'osa bizman hayokar, what have we done with that precious commodity called time? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu was given each of us. When Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky's son became Bar Mitzvah, he bought him a present. What did he buy him? He bought him a watch. He says, because this will teach you about time, which is the greatest gift HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us. That's what he said. In Hikdishu L'Torah Mitzvah Sechas Shalom L'Ibud, did he use the time productively or was it wasted? Bein Al Shefa HaParnosa, or an accounting for Paranosa, the bounty of Paranosa. What did he do with his money? And even with money that he gave to Stoker, Eze in Yone Stoker also, what type of Stoker did he give it to? A person can't just do what he wants to with the money given to Hashem. There are lots of halachas of how to behave with your money. To behave honestly, what to do with it, how to give it. You can't just destroy money wantonly. Next paragraph. Ubeeretz Yisrael, bizman shayevul noeg, when the yovel was noeg, ikadinim shaaf meh mashashneim ritzim, yef shelohim. There are some things even consensually you can't do. Kamoiches steachuza, to sell a steachuza, you can't do that in a yovel year. Mitam kili haaretz. Velochein, therefore, says Ramesha, tzorich laasos cheshben al kol dova. Everyone's got to make a cheshben on everything. Or kamoikein meosa b'chol hakichus v'hakishrenus. What does a person do with his abilities, with his talents? So therefore, Moshe sees the first pasuk of the second seder of Pekudei, Eile Pekudei HaMishkan, Mishkan HaEdos HaShet Tziva Hashem, as sort of a general message that we should all account for ourselves for all the gifts that life has to offer us. One final idea. You'll note in that first pasuk, Eile Pekudei HaMishkan, Mishkan HaEdos, there's a repetition. What's that about? HaShet Tziva Hashem. So we turn to the Baal HaTurim for some help. The Baal HaTurim says, as is his normal way, Kedarko B'Kodesh, a beautiful gematria. The gematria of Mishkan is 410. Mem is 40, Shin is 300, Chaf 20, Nun is 50. It's 410. Now we know that the first Beis HaMikdash stood for 410 years. It was then destroyed There was a galus of 70 years where the Purim story happens. And then the second bias stood for 420 years. So this is now how he reads the Pasuk. Eile pekudei ha-mishkon, mishkon ha-idus. The gematria of Mishkan is 410. That alludes to the number of years where the first Beis HaMikdash stood, where there is Mishkan HaIdus. There is evidence, Mishkan HaIdus, of the sort of the tabernacle, Mishkan HaIdus, the tabernacle of testimony, that the Shekhinah was amongst the Jewish people. So therefore, Eile Pekudei HaMishkan, Mishkan HaIdus. This is the sort of the testimony, the tabernacle of testimony, 410 years that there was the Shekhinah, because the Shekhinah was in the first Beis HaMikdash. Now, what about the second Beis HaMikdash? So the truth is the Shekhinah was absent from the second Beis HaMikdash, but the Baal HaTurim has many instances where it's alluded to. So he says, one of them is, for example, in Vayikra it says, "V'nosati mishkoni b'soichachem," and I will place my Mishkan amongst you. But it doesn't say Mishkan, it says Mishkoni. So that means you add 10, the Yud, to the word Mishkan, which gives you 420. V'nosati mishkoni b'soichachem, which is 420. And there are many examples of illustrations, references to both. For example, the Pasuk says in the beginning of Parshas Tetzaveh, Va'ato Tetzaveh b'nei Yisrael, V'yikchu eilecho shemen zayis zoch, kosis l'ma'or. You take the shemen for the menorah, kosis. What's kosis? Kosis is four letters. Chof, sof, yud, sof. Chof, sof is 420. Yud, sof is 410. So the Baal HaTurim is saying that you're going to light the menorah for 410 and 420 years, by a Srishan and by a Sheni. And he gives, there are many allusions to it, and he gives many, but this is just some of them. So, says the Baal HaTurim, you see a reference to to explain the double Loshon, Eile Pekudei HaMishkon, Mishkan HaIdus, and to explain that the Mishkan is Gematria 410, which is alluding to the number of years where there will be a Shekhinah in the Bais Rishon, and that is the Mishkan HaEdus. It's like a tabernacle of testimony to the presence, the divine presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu amongst the Jewish people when they're during Bais Rishon. So there we have three ideas on the Parsha, the beginning of Parsha's Vayakel, the beginning of Parsha's Pekudei, Vayakel, Moshe Bnei Yisrael, he teaches them Hilchah Shabbos. Why now? After the Machros Yom HaKippurim, Rashi says, they received Hilchah Shabbos in Morah with Parah Aduma and the other things, back when they came out of Mitzrayim. Why teach it now? The answer is because it's after Yom Kippur, they're more receptive to take on all the details, the vast details of Hilchos Shabbos. So too, he says, that's why we celebrate Simchas Torah on Simchas Torah, the completion of Torah, and not on Shavuos, because Simchas Torah, Shmiat Atzeres, is immediately after Shana Rabbah, which is the closure of the Tshuva period, and therefore we're more receptive to complete and commit to Torah. The second idea of Eile Pekudei HaMishkan, these are the accounting, says Ramesha, it's not just of the Mishkan, but we need to take an accounting of all the gifts that Kodesh Baruch Hu has given us. And the third idea of the references to the Mishkan, the Beis HaMikdash, the 410, the 420 years of Bais Rishon and Bais Sheni. Okay, we'll leave it there.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.